Coke and more.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll fly.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump calls election night a tremendous success, with Republicans retaining control of the Senate. Democrats have reason to celebrate, too, though, taking control of the House for the first time since 2010, also flipping some state houses. In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams is behind but refuses to concede her governor's race against Republican Brian Kemp.
We are waiting on the final results, but I'm confident that victory is near.
Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
In Texas, Democrat Beto O'Rourke comes up short against Republican Senator Ted Cruz, but says,
I'm as inspired, I'm as hopeful as I have ever been. My life.
Some races are still too close to call. Republicans could end up with 55 seats in the Senate, expanding their majority there. This is Fox News.
Midterm elections are over. You're either happy and content or sad and frustrated. So now you're going to do one of two things. Drink excessively or drink excessively. Drink to celebrate your victories or drink to drown your sorrows. And if you're independent, you're probably getting high. Cheers, America. Here's to 2020.
Another day on the morning show. How are you this morning, Greg Budell?
I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
Jay Scott, how's your love life?
Well, one girl told me, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home.
Emily Hayes, what do you say to fiancé when you come home from a hard day on the radio?
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? Rich Thomas, that was a great forecast you did a few moments ago.
Wait till I get going.
So is it time for three men and a lady?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
My bad. It's time.
Hi. I'm tired.
Yeah, there's two of us.
It is well past midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad night overall. It's Greg. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes is here. and most of all, on his birthday evening.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Radar is quiet as we start our day. Thank you for the cue, Mr. Board Up Sky. And the radar will get more active as the day goes on. Later today, scattered showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by midday and into the afternoon and evening hours, with a high today around 73, tonight's low 59. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with a high around 72. Then on Friday, showers are likely as a strong frontal system approaches. This is a cold front coming in with a high on Friday up to about 70. Showers ending later on Friday evening and night as the cold front moves through. Then sharply cooler down to 43 Saturday morning. Saturday's high only in the upper 50s to around 60. Breeze will make it seem cooler. Down to 40 Sunday morning, only about 64 on Veterans Day. More showers and storms early next week. But then, have you heard about the Arctic front? It's probably going to come in. We're going to sample some Arctic air for a little while by the middle of next week. And you want to know how cold? Check out my morning video this morning, and that's worth your time. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 1,500-foot overcast out at the airport. Winds out of the northeast at 4. 88% relative humidity. The temperature, 61 now at 610.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
There's a lot for everybody, I guess, in last night's election result, but the thing that I wanted to focus on here was the absolute abject failure of Hollywood celebrities to make a difference in key elections. And let's start with our friend Taylor Swift.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. We'll be two places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Trouble.
She had a sticker. Petite little surgically altered nose into the Tennessee Senate race for Phil Bredesen.
How'd that work out?
Oh, Marsha Blackburn won that easily. That was one of the early calls last night.
Well, surely Oprah won in Georgia, right?
No.
No? She didn't make a difference?
No.
No?
Apparently her message.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
She wound up laying a big turd there with Stacey Abrams, although she has not conceded that race. I don't see why. Maybe she's just in denial. Obama was for four in the candidates he supported recently went on the stump for. And the best of all, and about 90% of these donations came in from California. For Beto O'Rourke, that's a phony Spanish nickname for a guy who's as Irish as St. Patrick, they spent almost $70 to $80 million to try and, because they all hate Ted Cruz in Texas, but Texas thinks for itself, and Ted Cruz won in spite of being outspent like 3-1. And already, I don't want to hear about 2020 for months. I really don't. But already, they're saying that, well, you didn't make it to the Senate in Texas. Maybe you should run for president. Based on what? It was a congressman for one term, I think.
Right.
But they just love him. So we'll see. But I think the big lesson here is Hollywood, shut up. Nobody cares what you think. We'll think for ourselves and make our decisions accordingly. And I think that is to be. Give yourself a hand, America.
Please clap.
Thanks a lot.
We got a couple more years of Nancy Pelosi sound bites, right?
That may be a plus. That could end up being a plus. And it depends on what they choose to do. If they want to get things done for the people, it's a good thing. If she wants to spend the next 2 years running stupid investigations, that's another. And then, of course, on the Senate side, Like you heard on Fox News, the Republicans could end up with 55 seats there. And Trump was very successful in carrying folks that were running for the Senate in Indiana, Tennessee, Florida, and so forth. So,
no surprises in Alabama? None that I know of.
None that I know of. KIV won. I didn't see the networks going crazy. Wow, Alabama, those backwards people up there elected a woman to be the governor. Oh, my goodness. So, forgive me for being a little bit on the tired side this morning.
I'm with you, man.
We had Mr. Electric out to the house yesterday, and we're getting a door thing like you have. So I can take pictures of you on those rare occasions you sneak up to the front and send them to you. We're getting our front fixtures replaced, better illumination on the front and side of the house. A couple of other things with... there's always stuff that needs to be checked out. And so we got the full checkup yesterday and our upfront price. And we're ready for the upgrades that are coming.
Cool.
And I'll tell you, if you... we're so easy to work with. And we went over the whole list of things that we wanted to do around the house with our Mr. Electric electrician. He was great. Actually, 7 minutes early for the appointment, which I appreciated because it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I was starting to get a little bit... Yeah. And you now have that go-to electrician for your home. 269-8886. Or visit MrElectric.com for Master Electricians, top-notch customer service, upfront pricing, and because we said so. 616.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey makes history, becoming the first Republican woman elected governor. Ivey came in with 60% of the vote. Democratic challenger Walt Maddox had 40% of the vote. In the Attorney General's race, incumbent Republican Steve Marshall defeated Joseph Siegelman 59% to 41%. In the race for lieutenant governor, Republican Will Ainsworth defeated Democrat Will Boyd. Ainsworth came out with 61% to Boyd's 39%. And Republican Secretary of State John Merrill has won a second term. He wins out over Democrat Heather Milam, 61% to 39%. And Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler has also won a second term. He beat Democrat Miranda Joseph by a margin of 61% to 39%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know what today is?
What? Hump Day. Waffle Wednesday.
Waffles! Where's my waffles?
They're coming right up.
Tasty waffles with lots of syrup.
We must have waffles. We must all have waffles forthwith.
Friends, waffles, dork. It's Wednesday. There's waffles. I get it. Who has time for this nonsense?
Hey there, gang, it is showtime. You know, one of the things that we got calls all day long from folks who went to polling places and reported incredibly big crowds. And what's turning up in the results this morning is that apparently Alabama's Republican voters were very motivated to get out because almost all the races were 60-40 wins.
Yeah.
Martha Roby, 62%. Congratulations, Martha. Way to go. Mike Rogers, 64%. He's now my congressman. Because of the way these districts are divvied up.
He's mine, too, because I saw him on my ballot yesterday.
Never hear much from him. Never asked to be on the show. Never, you know, he's like Shelby, the cardboard senator. I've never seen him in 3D. They put his billboard up every 6 years. He's in his 80s now. And you have to wonder if he's thinking about maybe retiring after this current term.
That's possible.
Yeah, and you have to look at somebody like Martha as a potential replacement for him, honestly. But we'll see. Hard to believe. Remember working with Martha on her first term. And, man, now she's been elected five times. Seems like these elections happen far more often than every couple of years. What? And then locally, we go through it again next year with the mayoral race.
What do you think about the new system where they used to look up your name and on all those sheets of paper, and now they scan your license?
It was efficient yesterday. You
know, I thought it was much efficient.
I feel like everything kept moving. And by the time I got to vote, the lady that handed me my ballot was over it. Like, she wouldn't extend her arm across the table. She just picked it up and held it in front of her.
If they had to look up your name like they used to, with that kind of crowd, there'd still be lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mommy the Swami told me last night, and I think she votes the same place you do.
Okay.
That she gave her name and they couldn't find her. She's voted at the same place for like 20-some years, and you're not here. And she, you know, she does not countenance stupidity. She says, I'm standing right here until you find it. And eventually they did, but that's kind of frightening that, you know, you can, it's not like you're new to a district or a polling place. Same place since 1991 or two, I think she said.
Really?
Wow.
And they couldn't find her or Mr. Swami, but eventually they did. I don't know how that happens. I really don't. If you would like to have your vision restored with a LASIK procedure, there's one step you need to take to launch that possibility, and that is to see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. It's a free appointment. Only takes a few minutes, and they put you in front of this very sophisticated piece of technology that determines whether your vision correction can be accomplished with LASIK. Now, I wanted to have LASIK, but unfortunately my vision issue is not one that can be fixed with it. But for you, and given that the price is now so reasonable, the recovery time is virtually zero, and you get your vision restored to its 2020 HD quality you enjoyed and took for granted all those years, certainly worth looking into. Hey, maybe you have a spouse that's thought about LASIK. What a great Christmas gift to give somebody back their HD vision. Call them at 272-2020. Make the appointment with the refractive surgery counselor. There is no charge for that at all. It's just a step that has to be taken to see if LASIK will work for you. If you want to learn more, visit them online at onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. There's videos and other information there, so you get a full look at the LASIK procedure. And you'll find Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. It is 6:22, time for our first trip to the traffic dungeon of the morning. Rich has the timeline for the 7th of November right after.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful down around the South Boulevard. 65 southbound at South Boulevard. An overturned vehicle with injuries. So be very careful in that area. Try to avoid it for the next little while if you can. Again, that's right around exit 168, which is the South Boulevard. 65 southbound, an overturned vehicle with injuries. Rest of the major roadways, 85, the rest of 65. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s are all good. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99 cent special and quantity Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food and
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is
Wednesday.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Sir, it's time to rise.
Let's go.
And a one, and a two, and a...
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
It's a nice morning, ain't it, boss?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I love waking up in the morning.
Is it me, or is this show getting weirder this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
You never can tell what you're going to run into in the morning.
Showtime.
TV time in about 13 minutes right now at 627 with the timeline. For November 7th, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
311th day of the year. There are 54 days remaining.
Good morning.
On National Bittersweet Chocolate and Almonds Day. There's a day for that?
It's awfully specific.
National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day?
It's also International Merlot Day.
Okay.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, yes.
On this date in 1885, Canada's Transcontinental Railway was completed through the mountains of British Columbia, the last spike driven. That's on my bucket list. You know, those Canadian cross-country trips on
the train?
The train there.
Oh, my goodness, you have to do that.
Spectacular scenery.
You can do it. You can rent a half a rail car. It's the size of a bedroom.
Yeah?
And travel the length of Canada. I believe you pick it up in Toronto and go all the way to Vancouver.
How cool would that be?
Oh, I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that. Never got around to it. Closest I did. In fact, I learned about it from the Oprah Monster.
Mm-hmm.
It was the American European Express, and it was all old school. The conductors were dressed like the guys in the 40s in the movies.
Yeah, with the stopwatch.
Yeah. And it was first class. Yeah. It had a dining car with a baby grand piano.
Oh, that's cool.
Carpeted floor, big picture window, going through the mountains of West Virginia. It was beautiful.
Oh, someday. On this date in 1940, this is famous, and if you haven't seen the video ever, it's at the Tacoma Narrows Bridge over the Puget Sound collapses.
Oh,
named Galloping Gertie because it used to sway in the wind. There were cars on it, and if you see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. Fortunately, only one dog was killed. It is something you can Google, Galloping Gertie. 74 years ago, in 1944, President F. Franklin Delano Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term in office, defeated Thomas E. Dewey. Of course, you can't do that anymore. 51, Frank Sinatra marries his second wife, Ava Gardner. The couple split up in 53 and divorced in 57. Sinatra was married three other times. First wife was Nancy Barbato and the actress Mia Farrow. We know about that one. And finally, to Barbara Marx, who he was married to until his death. And she just recently died, right? She was like 101.
His last.
56 years ago in 62, after Richard Nixon lost his election for governor of California, he told everyone at a press conference, you won't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Bless his heart.
He kept rearing his... he kept coming back, right? Get ready for the Pillsbury Doughboy sound. 53 years ago in 65, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted on television. There you go. That wasn't Emily. 1965, Art Arfons sets a land speed record. He's from Ohio, and he averaged 576.55 miles per hour at Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats. Haven't seen me on the interstate yet.
What are salt flats?
It's like real salty ground that's flat.
Right. In other words, it used to be salt water that
compressed over time.
It's like Great Salt Lake. I've been in Great Salt Lake, but
very briny.
There used to be a lot more water out there, and it receded and dried out.
It's kind of ugly looking.
Yeah,
it is. It really is. Now, our song of the day. And it's a song from the Rolling Stones that wasn't intended to be the A side, the plug side. But radio said, no, we're going to play the other side, the B side. Now, students of broadcasting, we're breaking the rules here. We're going to talk over some of the background vocals here. Subject matter in the title of the song made radio play the B side, which was Ruby Tuesday, you get it. But still a lot of play on this one. Risky for 1967. Let's Spend the Night Together. We're only hearing part of it here. Little Naughty, Rolling Stones on your timeline.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Should have given you the mono version of that.
I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired.
Part of the band was on strike that day.
the recording sessions just
right. Right.
Spend the night together.
Right.
Now I need you more than ever.
And then didn't they do that on the Ed Sullivan Show, but they changed the lyrics to Let's Spend Some Time Together.
Yes.
Okie dokie. 51 years ago, in 67, Carl Stokes elected the first black mayor of Cleveland and the first black mayor of any major city. 45 years ago, in 73, New Jersey became the first state to let girls play a Little League baseball. And they were ordered to do so, and that's why they did it. 39 years ago in 79, The Rose released, starring Bette Midler, in a chaotic story of self-destructive female rock star. Obviously, they're talking about, it was modeled after Janis Joplin. 1981, Private Eyes, Daryl Hall, John Oates.
Yeah, they're watching you.
Yay for hand claps.
Number one on the charts. 27 years ago in 81, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, pleaded no contest to charges of... well, indecent exposure. See, he was in an adult movie theater, and I'll let the rest up to your imagination about
when what... did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Yeah, well, keep your hands... well, never mind. 27 years ago in 19... 1991, Magic Johnson announced, that's not a funny thing at all. He tested positive for HIV after retiring from basketball. Sorry, I was thinking of the Pee Wee Herman thing, then I'm reading the next thing and realizing you're doing it with a smile as you're announcing someone has HIV.
Well, I mean, he survived.
He did.
It's more than 25 years later.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Active owner of the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh, my gosh. Remind me to tell you the funniest Bob Howell story of...
What disease did he get?
No, he's reading the teleprompter. He hasn't seen the story before, and he thinks it has a funny ending, but it doesn't. It involved a woman who had gone out on a tree limb to retrieve her cat. And so he thought it was going to have a funny ending, but then the words came up on the prompter. He says, sadly, though, the woman died. You just had to be there. It's not funny that the woman died. It's funny that Bob was telling it with a smile on his face.
Then he
read ahead on the prompter and saw, sadly, the woman died. On this date in 2000, U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration discovers one of the world's largest LSD labs. Where was it?
Florida.
It was in a military missile silo in Kansas, for heaven's sakes.
Kansas.
On this date in 2000, Americans chose George W. Bush over Al Gore by 537 votes, but we didn't know about it. We didn't know who won for more than a month.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The hanging Chads, hanging Chads and the pregnant Chads and the dangling Chads.
What a hang Chad. 8 years ago in 2011, 2010, Queen Elizabeth had her own Facebook page, but you couldn't friend her or poke her. 7 years ago, 2011, Smokin' Joe Frazier died to complications of cancer at the age of 67. Birthdays today. Lordy is 22. Lordy. Little Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch. Christopher Knight is 61 today. Joni Mitchell is 75. Big Yellow Taxi. Johnny Rivers, great singer, is 76 years old today. We've got to do one of his songs, like Poor Side of Town.
How about Secret Asian Man?
We've done that before, but we can do Asian Man. I always said it when it was happening to
you. My dad always tells
Secret
a joke
too. Asian Man. Billy Graham would have been 100 today. He died last year in 2018. We're 4 days till Veterans Day. That's Sunday. 15 days till Thanksgiving. 48 days till Christmas, Santa. 54 days till New Year's Eve. And the Great American Wedding, the big social event of 2019, is now only 79 days away. Mm. You're up to date. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
No rain on the radar right now, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by mid-morning into the afternoon. Today's high 73, tonight's low 59. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms. Not going to rain all the time, high around 72. Friday, another round of showers as a strong cold front approaches. Friday's high 70, showers ending later on Friday night, then turning sharply cooler. Overnight low 43. Saturday's high barely in the upper 50s to around 60. The winds will make it seem cooler. 40 Sunday morning, 64 the high on Sunday. Chance of more showers early next week before the bottom drops out the middle of next week with the Arctic plunge. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 88% humidity, temperature is 61, 637.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Do you live a well-rounded life? That's our TV topic. We'll be joining Alabama's Rising in just a moment on CBS 8 and ABC 32. First, though,
traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Apparently, some user error on the keyboard has us telling you about an accident at South Boulevard. It is not at South Boulevard. This crash is involving an overturned vehicle on 65 northbound at milepost 157.6, exit 158, Tyson Road in Lowndes County. Expect moderate delays, and there are delays in that area. Our bad for telling you the wrong location. Everything else looking okay, 65 and 85 right here around town. Looking pretty good. Don't see anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway to give you any problem. Festival Plaza has a bright, fresh new look. Stop at the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime.
All right, we are just a few seconds away from joining up with Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. And I'm going to have to reach back for that little extra zing today. I was up late last night, past midnight.
Yeah.
There are a couple of races I was really interested in getting a final call on, and I just knew I couldn't fall asleep until I did. And I didn't wake up and get bad news first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Then come in with a big pickle puss, so I did, and I did.
I kept checking throughout the night. Our decision desk has just made another call.
I was asleep by 9.
TV ratings are part of what we got coming up in the Cheap and Trashy, and a few other odds and ends. We're ready, baby. We are ready for you at CBS 8. I see we have a phone call. They will have to wait, Jay, until we...
Watch us on TV, caller.
Yeah.
Here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1, and cue the music. Cue the music.
One day you're going to be right.
Right in your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Approaching 6:41, here's some good news. Apparently, it doesn't take that much to have a nice, well-rounded life. Like, you don't need 17 hobbies or to wake up at 3 a.m. for 2 hours of mindful meditation. The bar is so much lower.
Yeah, here are the top signs you have a well-rounded life, according to a new survey. The first one is you spend time with your family, you watch TV and movies, and you get enough sleep.
All right, there's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good
morning.
Oh, it's the time.
Good morning.
Wake up. Hey,
so
Grandfather Clark.
This
Hi, everybody. Well, I mean,
he's our live prop.
I do a talk show in the afternoon on the station, so it was incumbent on me last night to stay with the election results. So I was up past midnight. I'm just a little burned out today.
I was asleep by 9 o'clock. I watched an episode of Elementary and I was. Done.
What about you, Jay?
Back to you.
9, yeah, done. Forensic Files and I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, when I first saw this list, I thought a well-rounded life, and I started looking down at my waistline. Is that what
you
No.
Don't look at me when you say that, Mr. Thomas. Actually, you know, on the family part, got a great family at home. Got a stepson who I'm incredibly proud of. He aced his honors midterm. That's great at AUM. Great. Roll AUM.
Outstanding.
Whatever it is they say, Warhawk. but I feel like I get double family time because of these guys.
Shucks, Paul.
Bless it.
And you have a dog to pet, right?
There's Bailey. She's part of the family, too. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. It says, what else? It says getting enough sleep, but we obviously didn't do that.
How about number 8, Rich?
Having fun? Having adult fun?
Whoopee.
adult fun?
And we're not talking about spending time outdoors, right?
Not fishing.
All right.
Oh, gracious.
Spending time with the pet, and you get Bailey here.
I get a lot of Bailey time. Going away to a destination, like, you know, a park.
Vacation.
Or the beach or you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good stuff.
I would bring my dog. I'd bring Briscoe to work, but he might do something in the studio that would
do something.
Hey,
Ryan, you're up at 3 a.m. Did you meditate this morning?
Yeah.
For a couple hours.
Absolutely. You know, I meditate until we do our segment at 5:50, so I almost get 3 hours of meditation.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Who in the group feels guilty when you take time for yourself?
I do.
Yeah. I think we all have that issue here in this group that we...
Especially in this job.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody has to shift their own, shift their patterns and stuff like that.
Yes. And that's why, I tell you, it takes an extraordinary woman to be a radio wife, Roz.
Yeah.
That's you.
There you go.
It does. It's not easy living with somebody who's up at 2:20 in the morning stomping around the house.
And it goes for you guys too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. It takes a lot. When you have something that is on the air every day,
mm-hmm.
you can't, you, someone has to make the sacrifice and get it done. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to take a day off and take it easy when you got
to
go on
TV. Or if you have to take it off, you have to walk it by everybody, let everyone know that I'm not going to be
here. All right, you're going to do all my work today, right. So I can.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And plus, in the evening, we go to bed before most people do.
Yeah.
So, it's... Mm-hmm. Yep. I will confess, I went to bed at 4:15 yesterday and absolutely loved it.
Oh, man.
God, you missed all the election stuff, right?
Yeah, you caught up on it this morning.
Yeah, sure.
That's really the best way to do it.
Yeah, we're getting you caught up this morning.
Exactly. And when I was at the polling place, I could kind of tell which way it was going to go. Uh-huh. Just hearing people talk, I was just like, well.
I'll tell you this.
All right, guys.
I think we're wrapping.
We're wrapping.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're gonna say goodbye for today, but we will see you guys tomorrow morning.
Happy trails to you.
Bye bye.
Family.
I didn't hear the rap this time, did you?
I didn't hear it either.
Send a note.
I try to be respectful of that. If I hear that, I'll not engage.
All right, we've got a phone call waiting for a bit here.
Who's this?
This is Zach.
Hi. Hey, Zach. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
H.
Thank you.
What's up?
I'm sorry?
What's up? What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was already going.
You was on
the accident that was reported on the 65 northbound side, mile marker 158.
Right.
Is actually on the southbound side.
Okay. All right. That's important to know.
Yeah, I just drove through it. That traffic's already starting to back up.
Oh, gosh. All right. That's not good news, but thanks for the correction. We want to make sure everybody gets the word. Thank you, Zach.
Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
A little bit later this morning, Barney the Dinosaur, spokesman for what I call the...
Joint.
Generation, has thoughts on discipline. And coming up next, Cheap and Trashy TV ratings for the last week, all next on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God forgives and forgets. According to Reddit.com, the Federal Bureau of Investigation keeps a file on every person in the United States. But thanks to the Privacy Act, you can see the contents of your file if you send the FBI a written request. So if you want to find out if the feds have anything on you, simply write them and they'll send you the first 100 pages of your file for free. That's right, the first 100 pages. Yikes. Look, none of us want files kept of our sins and shameful deeds. That's why it's so wonderful to read in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. In Isaiah 43, God Himself says, I'm the one who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more. If we confess our sins to God, He throws our file away. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer on Eastern Boulevard, for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're tired of those lame, sexiest man alive issues, get ready for Consumer Reports' sexiest appliance issue.
Come to Papa.
Check out this microwave with 1,100 watts of power.
You know what I'd like to stick in there? A frozen dinner? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna love this magazine.
How about this stand mixer?
Yeah?
With optional sausage grinder.
Oh, maybe skip that part.
Then maybe you'd like to see our centerfold.
I sure would.
Get ready for Mr. Coffee.
Hey, what kind of magazine is this?
Consumer Reports' sexiest appliance issue.
I like the knobs on the toaster oven at least.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's take a look at TV ratings first, and then we'll revisit something we discussed with you earlier in the day. Top 20 shows last week, Sunday Night Football. Big bounce back with a 23 million viewer audience. Not bad. But that did not carry over to other NFL broadcasts.
What's the game Sunday night? We did it on the thing, Sunday, Dirty Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, that was the Green Bay at New England.
It was, yeah, okay. Well, okay, I see why.
Yeah, it had Green Bay is sort of America's team, and Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
The Saints played Sunday night, right?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I mean, it was Green Bay. The Sunday night game that we were talking about was Green Bay and the Patriots.
Yeah, because that was the Dirty Night Sunday.
The Dirty Night Sunday Football.
I'm pretty sure. All right.
11-4, so that was Sunday, right?
I got 24 million viewers. Big Bang Theory came in second place with half of that, 12 million.
Wow.
NCIS new episode, 12 million. Yeah. OT, that's the sports, the football, 12 million for that. College football. Alabama,
yeah,
finished sixth.
Not surprised.
With 11.5 million viewers, Thursday night Thursday night football, which is not doing well for CBS. At 11 million viewers, Young Sheldon, 60 Minuets, and The Voice. None of the new shows are in the top 10. There's a couple that are. The Conners is down to 7.8 million viewers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's about it as far as notable. Something that we mentioned it earlier. Hopefully, this election last night will put an end to this celebrity arrogance, thinking that they know more than we do, and meddling in elections that don't even affect them. Taylor Swift, not only does she risk blowing off a big chunk of her constituency, if you will, by endorsing Phil Bredesen, who lost.
What state was that?
Tennessee. Oh. And it wasn't even close. So, just, you know, you have a right to vote. Vote for whoever you want. But why you think that we're going to... Oh, I was going to vote for Marsha Blackburn until I heard Taylor Swift and Phil Bredesen. Yeah. And if you're that dumb, you shouldn't be voting at all. Shrek and the spinoff Puss in Boots are being rebooted, he said.
Was in Boots rebooted. I got it.
The producer behind the Despicable Me franchise is overseeing both of these, developing new storylines, wants to keep the cast, the original voice cast from the movies, including Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Antonio Banderas. He was the puss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But nothing official yet, because new ideas are hard to come by in Hollywood, so why not bring back a couple of old favorites? Now, every year we've had fun watching the Sharknado series. Yes. Anytime you guys want to stop by, I got Sharknado 4 and 5 on DVR.
Oh, man, we could do a marathon.
I've never seen a Sharknado.
They're funny. The first they started, it was kind of a serious thing.
They meant to be serious. Then they realized everybody...
They were so bad.
They threw in the towel.
They were entertaining for a different reason.
It was campy. It was really campy.
Now that that is over, because the final Sharknado was the one they ran back in July, guess what they're gonna do next?
Box set?
No. This is a different kind of NATO.
Oh.
Something scary, like sharks, but...
Snake NATO.
That's a good guess.
Velociraptor NATO.
Spider NATO.
I don't know.
Is an animal involved?
Male.
Gazelle.
Yeah. Oh, it's a human?
Human.
A gazelle.
Clown NATO.
Oh.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that going to be it?
You give me something.
Nice. Oh, man, that took me a second.
Adorable.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Clown NATO, and there's actually a trailer out for this. A lot of blood and guts.
Oh, great.
But it isn't about killer clowns flying around in high winds murdering people. The evil clowns are from hell, but somehow a tornado is involved in all of this.
Okay.
Maybe the tornado was the hero. I don't know.
They didn't ask me to be the consultant on that movie.
Oh.
And actually, that's kind of it today for Cheap and Trashy.
Hmm. What are we going to do now?
What are we going to... Oh, yeah, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
Listen to Emily.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang want you to live your best life pain-free, and if you've been living with pain your whole life, or maybe you are just dealing with recent injuries that have been causing you fits, go see them, because having to depend on taking pain pills every day is no way to live when you can help yourself get better from back pain and neck pain and old muscular tightness and tension. So if you fall into one of these categories, give them a call, 285-8483. Again, they're on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can learn a lot about how this all works over at millbrookchiropractor.com, especially if you're new to going to a chiropractor. You can kind of get the rundown, even see which insurance plans they accept and what all they offer over there at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. So again, visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Call them at 285-8483. Kayla and Deborah will take care of you, and Dr. Jeff Pasley is a miracle worker. I've used him. I'm still using him, and Greg's used him before. We're big fans of Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
And Dr. Jeff Pasley.
Yes.
Good guy. Oh, and also plays the guitar.
Yes, he's very talented.
Yeah.
And he's funny, too, man. He's got a good manner or whatever.
Among other things that you hear about later this morning, let's say, Rich, you fly a lot. Let's say you buy a ticket, you get a seat at an airline, and you go to your seat, and there's poop on it.
Dude, oh my wait God. A minute. How? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Airline provided?
I wanted the bag of nuts, but this will do.
And this is from Delta, on a flight from Atlanta to Miami.
Yeah. There's nuts in there.
Guy finds poop on his seat. The crew refused to clean it, and they made him sit in it or miss the flight.
You're kidding!
That no way!
What?
May I please have one of those little blankets?
Whoop-de-doo, now that his story is spreading... Delta has apologized and offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
I bet.
That's like $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a lowball offer, Delta. That's not
that's
real
a bunch
good.
A bunch of crap.
If the frequent flyer
miles.
Bunch of crap. Yeah, if the frequent flyer miles fall under their regular frequent flyer mile rules, that's.
Yeah, that's what do you get for that?
Nothing. Maybe a single trip.
I think I got upgraded to first. I'm on one leg of an Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale round trip with about that, and that was it.
Yeah, it's not far either. So
it's like Montgomery to Atlanta.
It's really a situation where they should have given him, like, hey, you know what? You want to fly anywhere for free for the next however many months, years, whatever you wanted to give them, that should have been it.
But it makes you wonder what the hell the flight crew was thinking, too.
I don't know.
And you would think with everything, how everything goes viral these days and how people complain about even the slightest flaw in customer service, that you refusing, like you asking someone to sit in poo, you think that's going to go over well? Like, I question their judgment.
Like a turd in a punch bowl is going to go over. All right, 6:58. Fox News is coming up. Thank you, Rich, for noticing that.
I heard it.
We're all on a little bit of a delay today. Late night last night. I just could not stop. I watched basically a Twitter thread, and one after the other, they just kept coming. Some interesting baseball news last night, too. We don't have time for that, though. It's 6:59.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.